Your company may have policies and procedures in place to proactively prevent fraud.
A policy that prevents fraud could require that an individual's money is kept locked when not in use. For example, Jane has her money locked at all times. If she wants to use the money, staff would document in a ledger what was taken out. When she is done using the money, the change would be returned and also added to the ledger along with a receipt. This protects Jane from her money being stolen. There are many other policies and procedures that you can put in place to prevent fraud. Can you think of procedures you use to stop fraud?